Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Right now, well, it's time once again for the shopping trolley where we review the same product from various different stores. And as ever, I'm guided by the expert shopper here in News Talk, Simon Tierney. Today, Simon, what are we looking at?
Mandy, we have something that I hope you're a fan of. It is rice cakes this week. This is something that a lot of people, particularly who might be working in offices, want to have as a little snack during the day. Are you a rice cake fan?
I like the idea of a rice cake while I'm shopping.
Yeah.
And I have bought the yogurt ones and the chocolate ones. And it's kind of like one of those things that you intend to eat. I do try and eat one or two, and then there's a massive packet stuck
yes.
in the back of the cupboard for
yeah.
ages. Yeah. But no, I like the idea of them and I'm very interested to taste them.
Yeah, it's funny. I think it's a snack that's really evolved in Ireland over the last 10 years or so. I think we would have turned our noses up at them in the past because, you know, we would have had cream crackers being the kind of the market leader in this part of the shopping aisle.
Yeah.
But
so this is where you want a snack, but you don't want to do too much damage or make too much effort. It's just there. You just grab it.
Yeah. And it's gluten free, which for me is important because while I'm not gluten intolerant, I try not to have too much flour based snacks. So they're actually really handy in that way. Now, the thing about it is, I think when they first came to the Irish market or became popular here about 10 years ago, they tended just to be like very, very plain.
Mm.
And now what's happened is that it's evolved to become a snack in itself where you'll have chocolate covered ones, yogurt covered ones. But initially, they required something else to go with them, whether it was hummus or put, you know, a slice of avocado on it or something. So they've really... They've had quite a journey over the last few years, and now you'll see people just eating them by themselves.
Yeah, but they're a bit like a cracker because a cracker wasn't any good by itself, and it was not too damaging or dangerous by itself. But it's the butter you piled on it, the jam,
cream cracker sandwiches. I remember bringing cream cracker sandwiches to primary school, like the plainest possible, most Irish lunchbox you can imagine.
I know, but like the excitement when you opened it up, and like whether there was cheese in the middle of it or jam. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're just a delight.
Nutella.
Anyway,
we're not,
oh my God, that's very posh. That's very posh,
very posh
indeed.
So in this week's trolley, Mandy, we have 3 products.
Right.
So at the lower, cheaper end of the market, we have an own brand from Dunn's, dark chocolate and orange rice cakes. Now that's 135 grams. That's coming in at €1.79. Now for a sweetened rice cake, that's a really good price. Obviously, if you're buying just a very plain own brand rice cake, you're talking around the 95 cent, €1 mark in all the major supermarkets. Then in the middle, we have Jacob's, a good Irish brand, yogurt flavoured rice cakes. They are coming in at €2.07, and that's for 90 grams, so considerably less in terms of volume compared to the Dunn's own brand. And then at the higher end of the market, and what's really bizarre about this is that it is the plainest item on the agenda today. It has nothing really on it apart from a sprinkle of salt, is another Irish product, Bunnelund's organic corn cakes, 110 grams. Coming in at €2.15. I'll explain why that one isn't rice in a moment. But in terms of price difference, it's actually one of the smallest price differentials that we've had in the history of the shopping trolley. It's only 20% this week.
Right, well, just looking at these products here now, this the organic one, the corn cakes, they look healthy. The other one, the Jacob's Rice Cakes, looks appealing. And the own brand Dunstores one looks like, you know, it's the most substantial in terms of how many you get.
So yeah.
How many are in this one here? There's eight.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So the Dunn's has eight in it. That's probably why it's the heaviest product here today, because it's slathered in dark chocolate very generously. The Jacobs, you are getting six.
Does this not sort of defeat the purpose, though? If you're eating a rice cake and I'm really only eating it because there's chocolate on the top of it.
I know, but at the same time, you could be having a chocolate biscuit instead, which
That's true, it's full of flour. It's not as bad,
yeah. So you're kind of getting away with it. The reason why I chose the corn cakes, Mandy, is because you don't see as many of these in this aisle in the shop, in the supermarket, but I discovered these about 6 months ago, and myself and my wife get these a lot now. I think they're actually a nicer alternative to rice cakes. They're really crunchy. And
should I start eating these now?
Yeah, you can start tasting them now. Yeah, no problem. So I think corn cakes are a really nice alternative if you're fed up with rice cakes. They also tend to be, what's the word? Not moister, but the rice cakes can be quite sawdusty, quite dry, you know. And corn by its very nature has more moisture in it than puffed rice does.
Well, so, I'm just eating this dark chocolate and orange coated one from Dunn's, and it sort of tastes like a Jaffa cake.
Yeah, it really does. That's the mix of orange and chocolate. This is a recipe that has worked down through the ages. It's a really popular combination.
Lovely.
And I think Dunn's have been really generous with it. Like, what's bizarre with the Dunn's and the Jacobs product is that even though they're sold as rice cakes, they are less than 50% rice. There's only 40% rice cake in the rice cake. The rest is the topping. So it's actually more generous than you expect. It's 60% topping.
But it's still not as bad as a Jaffa cake in terms of calories or eating.
No, although I do love a Jaffa
cake. I know. What do you want me to try next?
Okay, you want to move on to the Jacob's yogurt. These are very popular.
I have tried these before now, I have to say. I do like these.
They are nice. They're slightly, they do have that quite sour, tangy quality that yogurt should have.
If you like white chocolate, you might like this.
Yeah.
I'm still going back to chocolate.
Even though there's no chocolate in it, but it does have that kind of sugary yogurt flavour, that brings me on to sugar, Mandy. So in terms of sugar, obviously the Jacobs and the Dunn's have 5% of your recommended daily intake. Obviously a lot more than the Bunlun, which is only 1%. But I should say, like, if you're in the office and you're looking for a bit of an energy hit, if you have a plain corn cake, it's basically giving you nothing. It's going to give you less than 1% of your recommended daily intake of energy, of calories. Whereas the Jacobs and the Dunn's are giving you an incredible amount, not an incredible amount, but they're giving you a decent hit. They're giving you about 4 or 5%. But the sat fats is what's really going to get you here. They have 13 and 12% respectively.
Okay.
So that's a lot of your, if you break that down to your daily intake.
So they're not that healthy, really, are they?
They're not really that healthy.
Okay, so you might be kind of fooling yourself by saying, I'm not having a biscuit, but at the same time, it's not as healthy as you think. Okay, I've been putting this off for long enough because the idea of a corn cake does not appeal to me, but I'm going to try it now.
So corn cakes, it's a bit like
cardboard.
Popcorn. it's the same process that you use to make popcorn. As is rice cakes. Like, rice cakes are basically made with applying pressure and heat until they pop. And as they pop, they kind of meld together in a cake-like formation. How's that for you compared to the rice cake, texture-wise?
It's completely different.
It is, isn't it? Much crunchier.
Much crunchier. But those are very, it's very hard to compare because they had toppings on them. Would you expect to put a topping on this corn cake?
I would. Now, if I was having that corn cake, I would put cream cheese, or I would put hummus, something like that.
You'd need
works
to put
really,
something
really
on
well.
It, though, wouldn't you? You couldn't.
Cream cheese actually works brilliantly.
Yeah, but again, you're back to, like, you couldn't eat that on its own.
No, I wouldn't eat it.
It's a bit like Ryvita years ago. Do you remember that? Everyone was like mad on Ryvita, but piling
Ryvita's,
on.
Yeah, they're not that sexy anymore, are they?
No, they were sexy in the 80s.
No, it's all done rice
now.
Cakes.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. Anyway, which of these did you prefer?
Okay, so I really do like the Bunnelun. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Well, I'm not even going to try it.
I really like the Bunneluns because they're very slightly salted. I'd like them a bit more salted, but... I think they're really crunchy. They've got a lovely texture and they're ripe to put a bit of hummus or cream cheese on. The other two are fantastic, but I prefer the Dunns because I wouldn't be a big yogurt man. And I think the Dunns is really generous. I think it's really good value. And all in, I think that it's a great offering.
Yep, no, it certainly is. So, looking at it as a healthy snack, it's a little bit healthier than a biscuit, but you might think you're doing a lot better than you are really with these covered
rice cakes. Trouble with it is, this is something that we had when we covered salt on this series before, and we were talking about low salt, and it had something like 40% less sodium than regular salt. But the trouble is that I found that you had to put extra salt in to compensate for the lack of sodium. And similarly with this, because they're so light and they are marketed as a healthy snack, you're going to have more of them than you might have of biscuits.
So
does it cancel itself out?
Well, that's the question we're going to leave here with. And I'm going to take this packet of dark chocolate orange coated rice cakes with me. But Simon, it's been fascinating. I'm delighted to do this segment on the show. That
You're
was
welcome.
Simon Tierney. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.